This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. House meeting underway. Speakers urge MPs to maintain decorum. Nepal calls for urgent global action to empower youth in least developed countries. And Arsenal crowned English Premier League champions for the first time in 22 years, clinching the 2025-26 title with one game to spare. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives is ongoing during the urgent session of the meeting today. MPs have called attention of the government to various issues. At the beginning of the meeting, members of the Shram Sanskriti Party stood up from their seats demanding that the government should be accountable to the parliament. Thereafter, Speaker Dol Prasad Arial urged the members to present themselves in the assembly with decorum and drawing their attention to Article 30 of the Rules of Procedure of the House of Representatives, requested the MPs not to behave rudely. The party president, Harkaraj Rai, stated that in the House of Representatives, the Prime Minister and ministers should not fail to attend and that the issue raised by the people should not be ignored. Nepal has called for urgent and collective global action to empower youth in least developed countries through quality education, digital connectivity, innovation, entrepreneurship, and inclusive growth. Addressing the opening session of the 4th UN-LDC Future Forum in Helsinki, Nepal's permanent representative to the United Nations and chair of the LDC group, Lok Bahadur Thapa said the future of LDCs depends on whether the international community is willing to invest in its young population. The three-day forum held from the 19th to 21st of May under the theme Transforming LDCs by Empowering the Youth Population Through Education, Innovation and Inclusive Growth is bringing together stakeholders to discuss youth-focused development in LDCs. Speaking on behalf of the group of the least developed countries, Ambassador Thapa expressed appreciation to the government of Finland and the UN Office of the High Representative for the least developed countries, landlocked developing countries and small island developing states, UNOHRLLS, for organizing the forum. He noted that nearly 60-70% of the population across the world's 44 LDCs is under the age of 30, describing young people as a key strategic asset for transformation, resilience and inclusive growth. He said this large youth population is not just a statistic but represents an engine of renewal and the foundation for inclusive growth and transformation. Ambassador Thapa warned that millions of young people in LDCs still lack access to quality education, digital tools, and meaningful employment opportunities. He said around two-thirds of the LDC population remains offline due to limited infrastructure, affordability challenges, and weak digital skills. The World Wildlife Fund WWF Nepal has honored the Nepali Army with a special award in recognition of its nearly 50 years of contribution to nature and environmental conservation. The honor was presented during an event marking the 33rd anniversary of the WWF Nepal, acknowledging the Nepal Army's significant role in wildlife and environmental protection. Earlier, 6 units of the Nepali Army had received the Abraham Conservation Award for helping Nepal achieve zero poaching years in the year 2011, 2013, 2015, 2016, 2018, and 2019. Likewise, Bardia National Park, which had previously won the Double Tiger Award, was also specially recognized this year. The Nepali Army has been formally deployed for national park protection since 2032 Bikram Samvat. Currently, it is responsible for safeguarding 12 national parks, 1 wildlife reserve and 1 hunting reserve through multiple battalions and conservation units. More than 1,000 Army personnel are mobilized in these areas, according to the Nepali Army. The Army stated that 116 personnel have lost their lives while carrying out conservation duties under challenging conditions. Russian President Vladimir Putin has told Chinese President Xi Jinping that relations between Russia and China have reached an unprecedentedly high level during talks in Beijing. The two leaders signed more than 20 agreements covering trade and technology, along with a joint declaration supporting a multipolar world order. President Putin is seeking to further strengthen ties with China, which remains the largest buyer of Russian oil. A major proposed energy project, a new pipeline that could transport up to 50 billion cubic meters of natural gas annually to China, is also high on agenda. Analysts say China's financial support and access to technology remain crucial for Russia's economy, with some noting that without it, the stability of the Russian system could face serious pressure. At the same time, Beijing is carefully managing its diplomatic note, aiming to project closeness to Moscow while avoiding appearing overtly aligned, according to China watchers. On the sidelines of the visit, President Putin is also scheduled to meet a Chinese engineer he first encountered during his initial trip to Beijing in the year 2000. Meanwhile, the Kremlin has not ruled out the possibility of a meeting between President Putin and US President Donald Trump at an economic summit in China expected in November, according to the Russian state media. Staying with China, China has confirmed that it will buy 200 Boeing jets after US President Donald Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping met in Beijing last week. Under the deal, the US will provide China with supply guarantees for aircraft engine parts and components, according to China's Commerce Ministry. The two sides will also work towards an extension of the tariff truce they agreed in October and seek tariff cuts on $30 billion or more of goods each year. The announcement came as Xi was holding talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now sports. Arsenal have been crowned English Premier League champions for the first time in 22 years, clinching the 2025-26 title with one game to spare. Mikel Arteta's side officially secured the championship after their closest rivals and defending champions, Manchester City, were held to a 1-1 draw by Bournemouth at the Vitality Stadium. The result leaves Manchester City 4 points behind Arsenal, with only one match remaining in the season, making the Gunners mathematically unreachable at the top of the table. The historic triumph marks Arsenal's 14th top-flight league title and their first since the legendary Invincibles campaign of the 2003-04 under Arsene Wenger. After finishing as runner-ups to Manchester City for the past three consecutive seasons, the North London club finally crossed the finish line following a remarkable defence campaign that saw them register 19 clean sheets. Arsenal will conclude their domestic season on Sunday away at Crystal Palace, where they will formally be presented with the Premier League trophy before heading to Budapest to face Paris Saint-Germain in the UEFA Champions League final on the 30th of May. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. The meeting of the House of Representatives ongoing. Speakers urge MPs to maintain decorum. Nepal calls for urgent global action to empower youth in least developed countries. And Arsenal crowned English Premier League champions for the first time in 22 years, clinching the 2025-26 title with one game to spare. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.